This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Mitt Romney has finished an overseas tour that generated bad headlines at every stop. Now the question is whether a stream of awkward moments will influence voters. Here's NPR's Ari Shapiro.
Before Mitt Romney took off last week, Robert Dineen of the Council on Foreign Relations described the reasons for and the potential risks of a trip like this.
He's trying to project himself as someone who can play on the world stage. Ultimately, the important thing is for him not to make any significant gaffes or mistakes.
So much for that goal. Here's a quick recap of how it went down. Stop one, Britain, and a question from NBC about whether London was prepared to host the Olympics.
There are a few things that were disconcerting.
Diplomacy 101. If you insult your hosts, they'll return fire. Prime Minister David Cameron mocked the 2002 games that Romney led in Salt Lake City, Utah.
I mean, of course it's easier if you hold an Olympic Games in the middle of nowhere.
And London's Mayor Boris Johnson made Romney a laughing stock for thousands of jeering spectators.
There's a guy called Mitt Romney who wants to know whether we're ready. He wants to know whether we're ready. Are we ready?
Headlines in British newspapers shouted, Mitt the Twit, Nowhere Man, and Party Pooper. Then came Israel.
It's a deeply moving experience to be in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel.
That irked Palestinians and raised eyebrows at home. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says U.S. policy for the last several administrations has held that the capital should be determined in Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations.
So, if Mr. Romney disagrees with that position, he's also disagreeing with the position that was taken by presidents like Bill Clinton and Ronald Reagan.
If Romney's speech in Jerusalem raised eyebrows, his comments later raised hackles. At a private fundraiser, he told supporters that Israelis have been more economically successful than Palestinians, partly because of Jewish culture. One Palestinian leader accused Romney of racism. Here in the States, reaction from the Council on American-Islamic Relations was a bit more temperate.
I try not to get visceral during Ramadan.
Corey Saylor is CARE's national legislative director.
What he's done is he's essentially told the Palestinian people that they're inferior. I mean, that's just unacceptable from anybody who hopes to be involved in diplomacy.
Romney's last stop was Poland. The candidate did not make much news there, but an aide did. Rick Gorka grabbed headlines for cursing at reporters who were trying to ask Romney questions. Politico picked up the audio.
Show some respect.
We haven't had another chance to ask him questions.
This is a holy site for the Polish people.
Gorka also said, shove it, and later apologized to reporters. Politico dubbed it the week from hell for Romney, and Republican consultant Ed Rollins says there's some truth to that.
Was this an error-proof trip? No. Could there have been other things that came out of it? Sure. But at the end of the day, it is going to matter to voters come next November. No.
Even a foreign policy advisor to the Obama campaign agrees that if this makes a difference, it'll be a small one. Colin Call was a senior Pentagon official who is now at Georgetown.
Will it be decisive for a huge chunk of the electorate? Probably not. But at the margins, I think it will matter and that it's an advantage which will, you know, work pretty importantly in President Obama's direction.
He notes that this is the first time in a generation a Democratic presidential candidate has polled much higher than the Republican on issues of national security and foreign policy. And Call says Romney's trip is unlikely to move the needle in the Republicans' favor.
You know, these gaffes are more than just gaffes. I mean, part of, you know, auditioning to be the president of the United States is auditioning to be the diplomat in chief around the world.
But talking about this trip purely in terms of diplomacy misses one of Romney's major goals. In two of the three stops, he held mega fundraisers. At $50,000 a ticket, one event alone raised more than $1 million for his campaign. And that money could help win over voters. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.